Module E, Practice Paper 4, page 19. How to do well on a job interview.
Welcome to our weekly program, Youth and Stuff. The summer vacation is near, and most teenagers are already looking for jobs. However, applying for a job and getting it are two different things. Our guest today is psychologist Bob Norton, who will give us some tips on how to succeed on your job interview.
Congratulations! You've applied for a job and now you're getting ready for that important job interview. You're anxious to make a good impression on your future boss. When you walk into the room, the very first impression you make on the interviewer can have a great influence on the rest of the interview. It is important for you to introduce yourself, shake hands, and be friendly. The first is often a breaking the ice type of question. Don't be surprised if the interviewer asks you something like, "How are you today? Did you have any trouble finding us? What do you think of the weather lately?" Don't be surprised by the friendly tone. The interviewer wants to put you at ease. Answer the question without going into too much detail. The language you use should be simple but polite. For example, "I'm fine, thank you. And you?" Or, "I'm well, thank you." Avoid answers such as "bad," "so-so," or "not so great." The interviewer doesn't really want to know the state of your health. These questions are simply icebreakers. Talking about your experience and qualifications is a very important part of any job interview. Your qualifications include your high school education and any special training you may have had, such as computer training, language courses, and so on. Remember to include your experience at any work you have done that is directly or indirectly related to the job you are applying for. Work experience is by far the most important topic of any job interview. Therefore, it is important to explain what experience you have in detail. Generally, employers want to know exactly what you did and how well you accomplished your tasks. This is not the time to be modest. Be confident and talk freely about your accomplishments in past employment. Most importantly, you will need to demonstrate the qualifications and skills required for the job you are applying for. The job skills that you acquired in the past may not have been for exactly the same job. Therefore, it is important to show how the capabilities you do have relate to the job you are applying for. I remember a wonderful example of adapting skills to fit the job desired. I had a student from Moscow who had worked as the manager of an important theater there. Unfortunately, he had to start from the beginning in New York, so he wanted to get a job as a rodent exterminator, someone who kills rats. When asked what kind of experience he had, he replied that, as the manager of the theater, he had had to make sure that the theater was always rodent-free and was therefore capable of doing the job well. This is a fantastic example of the type of adaptability most employers are looking for. Good luck!
Thank you for those helpful tips, Bob. We'll be back next week on Youth and Stuff. Have a good week!